This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A joint session of the U.S. Congress certified President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory early this morning, several hours after supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn Biden's win. Biden topped the 270 electoral vote threshold to become president, and Kamala Harris, vice president. President Trump issued a statement that he disagrees with the outcome of the election and the facts bear him out, but there will be an orderly transition of power on January 20th when Biden and Harris are sworn into office. The president did not say if he will attend the inauguration. On Wednesday, Trump stirred up his supporters at a rally near the White House before his followers rushed the Capitol, many vandalizing the building. Amid the chaos, a California woman was shot and killed inside the Capitol. The circumstances of the incident are under investigation. Three other people died in an apparent medical emergency. Several police were injured in the clashes, and dozens of arrests were made. President-elect Joe Biden condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling their action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business. Facebook and Twitter reportedly suspended President Trump from their platforms after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol. Twitter locked Trump out of his account for 12 hours and said the future violations, including repeating falsehoods about the integrity of the presidential election by Trump, could result in permanent suspension of his account. Facebook and Instagram, which Facebook owns, followed up in the evening, announcing that Trump wouldn't be able to post for 24 hours following two violations of its policies.